This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Racism is a phenomenon which began in the beginning of time, when Iblis, the devil, the shaitan, refused to accept Adam alayhi salam. He refused because Adam was made from clay and he was made from fire. And so people need to understand right in the beginning that it's the ideology. It's when a person feels superior to somebody else based upon their color, based upon their language, the size of their body, their geography. That ideology has to go. And especially as a Muslim, we need to understand that we are all creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. And things like fasting should show us that all of us are weak. But the second manifestation is through the actual words. It's how you talk to people, how you act around people. And that can be done by taking out these bad words, racial slurs, from our mouths and from our minds and from our relationship with other people, humble ourselves to other nationalities. The third aspect of racism is institutionalized. And that is where people of color, generally darker-skinned people, are not allowed to be imams, not allowed to be the greatest scholars. They're not considered to be the most beautiful people. It's a type of glass ceiling in many masjids and communities. That ceiling has to break, because the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed clearly in his sunnah all types of people who were rising right to the top. And so institutionalize, whether it is in our communities, our masjids, our nations, we need to look at racism as a disease and to deal with it in all different levels. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.